Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mike writes in, hell no, I'm not going to spend more time in Detroit. My only use for it is sporting events and casinos. Everything else I can get where I live. Okay.
Well, all restaurants can be unique. Check that out. Do you have the riverfront? I don't know where you live. But
concerts.
Well, he mentioned concerts going down to LCA, right?
Said sporting events and casinos.
Okay. Yeah. Well, lots of outdoor stuff.
Unnamed Texas really reflects the impact it had on the city and the local economy. Mike in Utica says, that B-Dubs is really well run and overseen by a great dude. I know you're not reading this on the air, but Tim is really a great guy, speaking as a fella in his neighborhood. You're right, Mike. There's no way I'm reading that.
I thought I saw the other day they had a figure of $165 million was the financial impact on the city.
Yeah, I don't know how they come up with that, but I'm sure it didn't hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they come up with it either unless it's just businesses tell you, oh, yeah, well, we were actually up 300%.
Well, when we were sitting there during the draft, day one, and well before it started, they said the gates are closed.
Yeah.
And it tells you a little bit, and one of the things is I suspect that there was a security issue in terms of overwhelmed by the number of people. I don't think they get the word out, hey, close the gates, find other options, if they were prepared for the number of people or had a real handle on how many people were going to show up. And I immediately thought all the local businesses, the bars and restaurants are like score, because if the gates are closed this early, and yeah. I don't even remember what time it was, but it was several hours before the draft started.
Well, it was definitely well before, yeah.
You know, does that, that those people needed somewhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went to bars and restaurants, and a lot of money gets piped into the city that way. Zach writes in, Zach from Chesterfield. I went downtown Saturday and the experience was incredible. Every single person I encountered was respectful and everyone had a smile. My friends and I continued the night by going to the Tiger game and the casino. I will do this again if we get another chance. So the thing is, the draft is such a big deal and there's a buzz. It doesn't mean that, you know, the next time I go to Detroit on a Thursday, there's going to be anywhere close to that. But I mean, just overall, it feels as though while it was a showcase nationally, I want to talk about the showcase locally and how people, you know, might give it more of their free time. Detroit is not big enough for mass transit. Until city council expands out, it won't work. And the suburbs would never vote for mass transit to come out of the suburbs. Yeah, I know. I mean, I know that it's just not happening in Detroit.
I don't know if the people want it.
Yeah, and I would want it, but I bring it up, but I just feel like it's always this thing that's going to hold Detroit back. And maybe I'm wrong on that, but I think it's just too bad that we never got a real mass transit system put in. But that's just me. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, is it going to inspire you to maybe spend more time down in the city of Detroit with your free time, with your entertainment dollar? And anytime we bring this up, but we used to do this a lot more, I would get pushback from suburbs. People getting mad. Why are you pushing Detroit when there's plenty to do where I'm from, Ferndale or Royal Oak or, you know, whatever. I love my home in Plymouth or whatever. You know, people are like, I don't understand why we have to go to Detroit. And I'm like, well, you don't have to.
Nobody has to do anything.
Yeah, nobody has to do anything. But
just having options is fun.
Yep. And then like the, you know, the construction, and it's funny because construction's inconvenient, but construction means progress. You know, you're not building new buildings when they're not wanted,
right?
Typically.
And I was talking to somebody at Buffalo Wild Wings, actually, and he came up and talked about the show, and I said, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm involved with construction, but it was road construction. Mm-hmm. And I said, you have a thankless job, don't you? And he's like, yeah. He goes, because people curse you because there's road construction, and then they'll blame you because there isn't road construction. Why aren't you fixing the roads? Yeah. We're fixing the roads. Why are you fixing the roads now?
Right.
You know, it's a thankless job, but it's getting done.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens in every big city. They're always working on, you know, a building or a road or whatever. That's part of being in a big city. And you're right. It means progress is being made. And not everyone has to go to the city or enjoy it, but there is a different feel and vibe in a big city. You know, whether it's New York, Chicago, wherever it is, it's a different feel and vibe. And so to have a vibrant one that's, you know, hustling and bustling, that's a good thing. And it's a different feel. So for Mike, whoever texted it earlier, he only goes down for sporting events and casinos. Well, it's, and you have everything else where you're at. Yeah, okay, so you have your Kroger or whatever. But, you know, there's a different feel when you go downtown anywhere.
248-539-9797. Matt in Dearborn, you're on 97.1. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was awesome. It went 2 days in a row. First day went with the kids and just the experience. Second day hit the Tigers game, then went and hit it again, and everybody was awesome. I mean, running into Bucks fans and Eagles fans and Bills fans, and I ran into a Raiders fan. It was just super cool, and the experience was awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was fun Thursday. Friday when I was at the baseball game after the show, and I'm looking from the press box down in the crowd, and you saw different jerseys of representative of like 15 NFL teams. That was really, really cool.
It was awesome. Yeah, we left the game when it was 1-0, then they lost 8-0. So, but no, the experience was great.
I mean, Matt, it's kind of been reflected by almost everyone we've talked to. 248-539-9797. Bob's in Shelby, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Yeah, my son works part-time on the weekends for his buddy that manages a sporting clothing apparel store. They have more than one location, but they have a location downtown. During the draft, they sold $100,000 of merchandise during the draft. Plus, they were selling Axel Foley Lions jackets, the ones with the one that has the 67 on the sleeve, you know?
Yeah.
$400 a jacket.
Wow.
But they're good jackets. But, I mean, $400 a jacket, and they were selling.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. But that just to show you what kind of traffic there was down there.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
It is.
Yep. Thank you. 248-539-9797. The pop-up stores, and I noticed that I was...
What do you think I could get for my varsity jacket?
For your varsity jacket?
Yeah.
Do I think you could get $400 and you still have it?
Oh, I didn't say that. I said, what do you think I could get for my
varsity jacket? That's fair. I guess I'm asking, would you get $400 for Gator's varsity jacket for a defunct high school?
Oh, that hurt. That hurt. That hurt more than I thought it would.
It wasn't my intent. I was just, you know, it's closed.
It's a throwback, though.
We consolidated.
Okay.
Yeah, this is vintage.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could probably get some kind of tax write-off when you donate it to.
You think so?
Yeah. So throwback stuff is in. Like, it's amazing. You walk around and I see some of the throwback stuff that my kids want. Like, I got a kid with, like, a Cam Newton, one of those shirts with his image on it that's huge. One of my kids has one of those shirts. And my daughter has a Chicago Bulls caricature shirt. And I'm like, why? And they're like, this stuff's in.
Oh, one of your sons showed up with a Darius Slay jersey.
Right.
That was
right.
Cool.
That was just a leftover, more than a throwback. But anyway, so maybe your jacket could get, I don't know, $60.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll hang on to it.
What size is it?
It's a lot smaller than I am now. So
I just want to say, I was wondering if you could squeeze into it for us and wear it in someday.
I don't think
we'd max out the Twitch and YouTube views.
Fat man in a little coat.
I wasn't going there, but I just
thought, yeah. That's where it, that's I guess where it that, ends I guess up that eventually.
248-539-9797.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.